get the notes too well. Let's be more precise. Meet me by the VIP. Let's powwow. Whisper in my ear like blue. Let's bounce now. I'm about to say peace to my mans for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. He said.
Come on.
At the bar, high post, frontin', I toast. Getting my flirt on, player, ain't nothing. Yeah. He trying to say the right words to get inside of here. Jackpot when he said his bullshit in here. And his smile blind like the shine on his necklace. Mind telling me no, body telling me exit. Breast said yes, give me more wet kisses. Twist my body like come the exorcist. Hey, yeah. The way he licked his lips, he was macking. True thug passion. I'm like, slow down. You crashing, never mind him. He ain't thinking about you or the way we sex on a villa up in Malibu. Marry who? Daddy, please. I'm taking it all from the stash to the keys. So let me see. Boy, I'm about to dead my man's for you. When it's all said and done, I got oh, plans baby. For you. He said. The way outside of the club, talking the valet, mind started to stray, a million miles away, contemplating going back to his crib to parlay. Jumped in the passenger seat, relaxed my feet as he threw on Black Street casually.
Hip hop since 1987 presents the Illest Podcast on the East Coast. I'm Wild Tuna. I'm here with the beautiful Fame. And this is Sex and Music Podcast.
Where you can find universal freedom through sex and music.
She got it. And we only did that two times. And we let's fucking get
I've
it.
I've been practicing, you know.
Mamba mentality. Rest in peace to the GOAT. So we got two beautiful guests here. And we're going to let them introduce themselves. Make sure y'all tell them y'all Instagram and where they can find y'all. Talk to them. We're going to start on the right side.
All right. And you got your girl, Chi-Chi, the comedian. You can find me on Instagram at Chi-Chi comedian, no breaks in between. That's C-H-E-C-H-E comedian.
Right. And on the left?
Hey, y'all. This is Dami Monet. You can find me on Instagram, Dami _ Monet, Facebook, Dami Monet, Blogger Bay.
You know the vibes. Let's get it. Mm-hmm. Fame, how you feeling?
I'm feeling quite litty, to be honest
yeah,
with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It was a good pregame today, you know what I'm saying? Every show, we pregame, you know what I'm saying? They gonna catch the footage later once they get the behind the scenes shit. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know you told me to calm down.
Yeah, we gotta turn down a little bit. But we back though. We back. Episode 5. We on episode 5?
Yes, episode 5.
We official now. You know, you on hip hop since 1987. You make it an episode 5. You official because they be cutting niggas off. You know what I'm saying? So we lit, man. So we gonna start with the foreplay. What we got on the rundown? What we gonna talk about today?
So what's today up? During foreplay, we are gonna talk about how to have safer sex during this coronavirus pandemic that's
safer
going around.
Sex.
This is serious stuff, people. We don't want y'all to stop fucking or anything, but we do want y'all to have safer sex. So we're gonna go over some tips to do that.
And they shut down everything, so it's gonna be like a little baby boom that's about to pop off.
They yes. shut down
everything in the crib. Yes. For like 2 weeks, like, what else are we talking about today?
Another thing, it's a little bit of shade, but whatever, we got to talk about this because I have a big problem with it. Like, they throwing shade at Megan Thee Stallion for her GPA. I don't know if y'all saw that, but yeah, tripping. So we'll talk about what the GPA was and what people's reaction was and why y'all need to shut the fuck up, like, to be real. My opinion, just saying.
That's a good joint too. What else we
another thing I don't even want to get into because we're gonna start talking about this shit, but like, I don't know if y'all heard about Erykah Badu's pussy incense. Anybody hear about that?
Yeah,
that's a good place to start. That's a good place to start. Let's start right there. Talk about it.
Shit. So Erykah Badu came up with a line of pussy incense, and the idea was for it to smell just like her pussy.
Okay.
So she actually burned like pieces of her underwear to contribute to the scent of the incense.
She thought about this shit.
Yeah. And she said, and I'm
this
paraphrasing.
Shit. She said, I'm gonna burn these underwear.
I mean, yes. She does have
did
good
she
pussy.
Wear them all day first, or was it like some joint she just
yeah, it was stuff that had her scent on it.
Okay.
She does have good pussy.
Were they selling?
That's what she said. She's like, I
don't know, but the guys that she have sex with and they transition. I mean, it says good pussy.
Yes,
their ass. It says good pussy. Yeah. I want to smell it.
She stands by her product. I'm purchasing 100%.
We need to purchase that.
Like, I'm saying, I want to smell it. Like, I'm waiting to see who's going to tell that shit because I'm like.
Erica?
I never thought about the smell of her pussy, but now since she mentioned it,
I'm like, what does it smell like?
Like, you know, and I just think it would smell rather clean. Like, she probably got other people washing her pussy. Like, she probably washed probably one at a time. I think that's how life be. Like, you be like, I'm so rich, I'm not even washing it. Absolutely, like, oil in it down for you. Yeah, like, you wash it.
Before you even wake up.
Somebody had to tell her, like, yo, this could be fucking bottled. You
can trademark this pussy.
And she was like, "Ding, rich."
I done told a few, but yeah. So what we
can, you done told order a few
this?
What?
Can we order this somewhere?
You what? Your dick changing lines out here
can
too?
Can we order this? You know what I'm saying? I might want to. Like, I do want. I want to order this.
Yeah, y'all can order. We'll post the information for y'all. So make sure I go to the social media. Go to Sex and Music Podcast, and we'll post that up for y'all.
Post that. I'm gonna order that, John. It's about to be litty. More people should do that.
She said it changes lives. So, I bet. You know.
Nah, not I'm everybody. My life changing. Let me take that back. Like, I might fuck up. I might
some good juju. Like.
Promoting the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody, but.
Don't follow his footsteps, ladies. Please. I don't want to. It's Corona going around. Right, do not put your pussy in the bottle. Not you. Only Erica Badu could do that.
No, not at all.
That's a bet. So we ordering that. What's next? What are we gonna talk about? That
we might as well backtrack. So let's just go back to Megan Thee Stallion. So yeah, they was dragging her for the 2.6 GPA. 2.7. Yeah, I don't want to undercut her. 2.7. It was 2.7 GPA.
2.7. Okay. So if it's a 2.7. Because I ain't go to college, so what the fuck is that?
I think that's like a B minus. Right?
Oh, that's no, a B that's minus? Like a that's a C?
I think it's
a B plus. I'm going to say a B plus.
75. Plus she big lit. What do you expect?
Either way.
I mean, she's in school. Yeah, what can you say? It'd be the people that's not even in school that
they behave.
Talk absolutely down on somebody. Like, she did it. Like, let's give her congratulations.
See, that's the thing.
That's
it's
what's
like,
wrong with us.
But she did fuck up twice, though, because she didn't read that motherfucking
contract. You just saying it. I'm a little slow. But no, she's going through a little
emotional. Now people
going to
be questioning her education. Like, come on.
Yeah. Give her a break. Let's give Megan a break.
Because I ain't go to college, so I can't talk shit.
Right. I made it there on academic probation. College. You know, like, you do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. But either way, like, she does what she does. Like, she's a fucking star.
Right.
And maintains, like, college. Like, that's
exactly
a lie.
That's a lie.
She's going to go back and buy the college that she got the
exactly.
Yeah,
right. The fact that she's in school, we have to give her congratulations.
That video.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she just lost her mom. Like, we still have to give her praise.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Don't even pay attention to that shit.
I fuck with Megan. She definitely doing her thing. I don't care what her GPA was. Like, that shit don't matter to me. She selling out every place she go.
Exactly.
The music popping. GPA to twerk, though. What should we gonna give her?
I have a 4.0.
Together and give her a whole GPA.
A twerking GPA.
Yeah, a twerking GPA.
Yes.
5.0.
I just got my Megan Lane too. Give her a 4.0. She's A plus.
Period. A plus to the natural booties. You know what I'm saying? Round of applause for the natural.
She got an A plus in the street.
Round of applause for Megan's booty for sure.
So we avoiding this coronavirus, right?
We are avoiding this coronavirus.
We've been sprayed down everything that I didn't walk across, you know what I'm saying, about 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah, I hope everybody in here washed their hands, too.
Sanitizer on deck.
We ain't here now.
And don't touch your face. Don't touch your face,
So people. did they shut down? Where y'all from? You from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Did they shut down Baltimore, too?
Man, the kids is out of school.
Oh, shit.
Where you from? I'm from Philly.
Yeah, they upset. But you know what? Some of them happy too. You know what I'm saying? Some of them happy too. I know.
Philly, no. Yeah. They just closed. One of my daughter's schools is getting out early tomorrow, but that's it.
They about to shut that shit down too. They about to shut that shit down, man. So, you know, a lot of babies about to be made. And we just want y'all to know that y'all got to be safe. You know what I'm saying? Quarantine the kids. Make sure you keep them away from the adults. You know what I'm saying? Because they say the kids carry the shit.
Yes.
Damn kids. They might not get it. It might not be all the way. This is what they said. they said they might not get all the symptoms, so it might not be severe to the kids. Mm-hmm. But you around the kids, and you might get it from them, and that shit fuck you all the way up.
Yeah, and they have a strong immune system. That's why, like, mm-hmm. they don't really get it.
See, they were saying that the most cases was in the geriatric, like the older
people. Yeah.
Nursing homes, hospitals, all that. Mm-hmm. Now, like the place that I work, I'm not going to say the nursing home, but you can't visit. No family can visit.
Nothing
right
in,
now.
Nothing out.
No, yeah.
I was watching Quarantine. I seen that shit. They about to be rioting in that motherfucking nursing home.
God bless them.
They throwing wheelchairs through the fucking windows. They going crazy in the joint. For real. They going to try to break out. I'll try to break out. What else are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your family can't visit. Like, I don't trust them nursing homes. So.
So, is it like, obviously you can get it through sexual contact and shit, right?
I mean, you know, you can get it just through having contact, period, with people, mm-hmm. right? So there's certain ways that we've come up with to, like, help you, like, avoid contracting it, all right? So we're going to do a demonstration here today.
Are we going to demonstrate it?
Yeah, we're going to demonstrate it.
Who demonstrated it?
Like, certain positions that, you okay. know.
All right.
You can do so as to avoid. All right, so well, do we have any volunteers?
Volunteer?
Yeah,
volunteer.
Do you have any volunteers? You volunteer?
Round of applause for our volunteer. Whoa. I'm about to show y'all some safety shit.
Brave one. Gotta be brave.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna show you the position. We're gonna have to get up to the front there.
Yeah, in a clear view so everyone can see the positions y'all about to do. Make sure it's right. I don't know what the fuck they about to do, but hey, take notes. If y'all wanna be safe during this coronavirus shit, make sure y'all stock up on y'all waters, Poland Springs, because they don't got the chemicals and shit in there, you know what I'm saying? Just so you know.
Okay, so we're gonna do this by way of quizzing, okay? So you guys let us know what you think, whether it's safe or unsafe.
Okay.
All right, so first position. Thank you. Is this safe? Is this a safe position for sex?
What position is that though?
Well, imagine it's like being horizontal. That's true.
Okay, so you're just on top?
Yeah, we're on top.
Okay.
I don't know if you
I just had to make sure I was imagining it right.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks pretty good to me. Hold on.
I mean, okay, you can fuck this way. You can fuck standing up. Too.
So what if you wear a mask? Can you wear a mask? Are we wearing masks? Mask on? Fuck it. Mask off. What you doing?
No,
you taking a mask
not,
on?
If you're gonna do Shout it, the yes, future. I guess the safer way to do it would be
with
to
the
wear
mask,
a mask
on. Okay.
Yeah. And gloves.
And gloves. Bang,
but you
bang.
Do it at all. Why? Because that's your coughing. That's your coughing area. Cough,
so right? What if you right. don't have mask and gloves on? What's a good position?
If you don't have mask and gloves on, right? I mean, there's many ways we can get creative with this.
Look, both of y'all want to bend over. Y'all know who want to bend over.
You got a double-sided joint, you know what I mean? Like,
she said a double-sided joint.
You know what I mean?
Cheers to the double-sided.
Good position or bad position?
That's a great position.
Good position.
Because
your faces are away from each other.
Yes, your health,
right.
Your health exactly. is at stake.
That's a
right.
great position.
Mm-hmm.
Still wear a mask.
Absolutely. That's a great
position. If you can.
Position.
Spray Lysol.
Yeah. Spray Lysol during it. Make sure you wash your double-sided dildos.
Right.
Thoroughly.
Right.
Okay?
Hot water or cold water? What's the rule on that?
You order a what?
How do you wash it? Make sure you let them know how they wash it too, because some people don't know how to wash them. You use hot water or cold water? You put them through the dishwasher?
No, you shouldn't put them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
And it depends on the material of your dildo.
Okay.
So, like, some things, like, you can just wash with regular water, which is mostly recommended, but they also have, like, different soaps and powders that you should use with them.
Okay.
We can get into a whole discussion about that.
Just want to know. For those who don't know, since we on safety, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You want to sanitize thoroughly.
That's a good job.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to do one more position, all right? Because we could be here all night with the positions. So this one you are going to have to kind of like lay down for, like, because there's just no way for us to accomplish this unless I was like in gymnastics. Or I could lay down. It don't really matter.
Yeah, you lay down.
Yeah.
What we about to do?
Tribute.
There we go.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay. Oh, they got signals and everything. They was
good position or bad position.
That's an excellent position. That's the best position y'all did all night.
Absolutely.
Round of applause.
That's why I said that.
Thank you for a volunteer.
Avoiding the coronavirus the right way, y'all.
Y'all was always
avoiding
the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I've never seen a double dick, like a man with a dick on both sides.
I've never seen it.
See, it's like it's shit that we can't do.
She said it had to be some lesbian shit.
I had to let them know where we were at. Because some niggas was like, I'm missing a dick. Like some people, you know, so I'm bringing everybody up to speed.
For sure.
This is a dick that we purchased, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Ask me about the shits.
Yo, y'all funny as shit. But yeah, sorry, so.
Stay right there.
So, I mean, we got that out the way. Let's talk about y'all real quick before we dive too far into this sex and music podcast.
Yeah.
You from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Shout to Baltimore.
Shout out to Baltimore.
You a Ravens fan?
Yes, but, I am a Ravens fan.
Yeah, you like football. Shout to them. Yeah. How you get started in comedy?
Ooh, how I get started in comedy? I was going around to other comedy shows. I always been a fan of comedy, mm-hmm. but I never was bold enough to get up there. But I was always wanting to talk my shit. So then I went and auditioned for a part in a play, and a guy the whole time he was auditioning, he was nodding, and I was like, you starting to make me think we down Lexington Market is where a place where junkies hang out in Baltimore. So he was like, oh, you should be a comedian. I was like, I wish I could. And he was like, shit, you can be on my next show. And it was just that simple. That guy named Howard G, you know, shout out to Mr. Howard G for giving me that start.
Word.
You know, and ever since then, it's just been taking off. I don't work with a lot of people in Baltimore, shout out. The Trap Comedy, shout out to KY Nelly, Woo Woo, shout out to Woody, you feel me? Shout out to Chi Chi, the comedian, myself, you know, just everybody up in there in Baltimore. They welcome me with open arms, and shout out to people in Philly for Buzz Comedy, the whole ECG camp, you know, they show big love to
right,
me.
Right.
So, comedy just been a place of peace and just happiness, a straight vibe. Like, I've been welcomed with open arms, and I'm just on the up and up with it.
That's a good joint. That's a good joint. Yeah. So you got some up and coming shows. What's popping? What you got up next?
Oh, tomorrow we got Chi Chi Finds the Funny 4. It's the first roast edition. You know, we packing. Okay. You know, so I got Philly versus Baltimore. I'm bringing the Philly up to Baltimore. And it's bring the funny, win the money. Every round 100, you know, whoever gets it. We got 3 special judges. One coming from Virginia, Reese the Comedian. He do some legendary roasts himself. And I think Virginia. And he's coming up to Baltimore to be one of the judges. So it's about to go down tomorrow.
You in the roast? You in the roast?
I'm the host.
Oh, you host.
This is the first time I'm hosting.
Okay. So you're going to roast whoever you want, whatever you want.
Everything. I'm talking shit the whole night. I'm instigating. I'm instigating.
That's a good job.
The right person.
Yeah, that's a good job.
And then it's Friday the 13th. So, you know, guess who's playing Jason?
It's going to get spooky on them. Okay. Okay, be aware. She going to come for these niggas' heads. It's going down. Okay. She excited about this shit. She's like, I can't wait to get on the motherfucking stage.
Damn, like, that's going to be the place to be tomorrow, Sully's.
That's lit. Make sure y'all pull up, man. Make sure y'all pull the fuck up. Yeah. If you in Philly, pull up. Yeah. Be there. Why not? Ain't nothing else popping out here. Niggas done shut down the whole world. That's the only thing popping. Shit.
We quarantined together at Sully's.
Right. Turn up. You might as well laugh and die together. Yeah. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't be miserable when you dying and shit. Gotta laugh. What you got for him, fam? You got a question for him?
Yeah, I do. Now, being a comedian, you pretty much have to, like, say what's on your mind. Like, that's a lot of your material, right? Like, exactly. Saying what comes to mind. Now, are you as blunt as you are, like, in comedy with people?
I'm
in real life? In real life?
I'm funnier. You know, like, so, like, I think, you feel me? Because, like, sometimes when you read your crowd, you got to move with your crowd. You know, it's different funnies for different for different people.
Right.
Different age brackets. But, yeah, I'm blunt. I'm the same me. It's big and lovely all day. Like, they know what they get when they get me.
And everybody responds well to that.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. I ain't never been booed, thank God. You know, cross my fingers, knock on wood. I ain't never been booed. So, that's a good thing.
Now, do you use, or would you say you use comedy to, like, to cope with things that you're going through or hard times that you're going through?
Yeah, I get everything off my chest on that mic. They might catch a bad day. They might catch a good day. They might catch a lit day, a sad day. I'll be telling them about how much it cost me to catch a lift when my truck broke down. I was like, you motherfuckers better laugh when somebody owe me money. Whatever mood, they get it.
Right, this is material. Like,
exactly. You'd be surprised what people think funny because they be going through the same shit. Like, bitch, my car broke down 2 weeks ago. Like, so that's exactly what I do.
Well, who's some of your inspirations? Like, who you come up listening to?
I would say Woo Woo, Ray D, but these is common I'm talking about people I know personally. Mm-hmm. Like, far as, like, people... I look at, like, B. Simone. I love Lunel. I love Monique. Like, far as in the up on the comedian star level. But right. I'm talking about in my own life, people that I find funny, I'm going to say, like, Woo Woo, Ray Diva, Maria Sanchez, whole trap comedy, like... Yeah, I would say Woody, Poppy the Bear. Yeah, like, that's probably who really, really, like, really put me on to some things. Like, made right. me sit down and really learn where the funny at. Like, taught me a few things, yeah.
That's so, love, that's yeah. love. Well, shout out to that. Make sure y'all follow her. Make sure y'all pull up, like I said. Yeah. Start kicking niggas in the head. I'm going to start threatening people, because now you got threatening people to pull up, because yeah, that's the thing to do. Start kicking niggas in the head. They don't pull up to the show, you know what I'm saying? Then they going to pull up. Because we in Philly.
The coronavirus is everywhere else tomorrow.
Yeah, except for there.
But there.
Mm-hmm. Except for there. That's real shit. I saw it on CNN and shit. Yeah. So we going to go to the left.
How y'all doing?
Talk to the world. Let them know what you do.
What's up? It's Dami Monet. I'm a blogger. I do media. I've been dibbling in a couple of celebrity events.
Okay, you've been turning up.
I've been turning up.
Yeah. You said I've been in the parties. I get all the free tickets.
All everything. I'm media, too. Baby.
Yeah, it's lit. It's lit.
It's a lit.
What made you want to do this? What made you want to jump in the media thing?
Honestly, my ex was doing it.
Okay.
And we broke up. We had a bad breakup. So yeah, I was like, I'm going to take his business.
Damn. That's
Suge Knight the nigga. You know
then
what I'm
saying? Then we all fucking targets because you want to be fucking hot boy over
damn
here.
Damn the game.
No,
he
like, anybody fuck with her, I'm going to beat him the fuck up. No, we got to watch
what
her
else
back.
You going to do with that knowledge? Like,
no, I'm taking it bigger. Like, I really done touch a lot of celebrities and opened up events. I worked with BET.
Who
I
you
did.
Touching out here?
I'm touching a lot of people. You know, I did BET. American Soul, which had the premiere. It was a lot of celebrities there. I did Chinese Kitty at SOBs.
Oh, shout out to her, yeah.
Yes, I did Sophia the Body birthday event. I just was in Atlanta, did Schooly, which is 2 Chainz artists. And they got a track, Virgil Discount, shout out to him. That was a lit situation. I was with DJ Vito the whole weekend. We did the whole weekend upcoming to his concert. So it was lit. Like, I'm really taking this media thing to another level. So, if anybody in Philly, I do PR, I do public relations. So, if y'all in Philly, you're an artist, and you want your story spent right, hire me. I style, I do it all. And, you know,
bring
so
a
I'm just
check.
Media. Bring a check, period.
A check.
That's all we know.
She going she going to go extra hard just because she trying to prove a point to somebody anyway. So, make sure y'all bring the
period.
Bag.
Period.
That thing going to double, triple flip on them, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Let me
Let's get it.
Bring all you artists up. Yeah. I was doing South by Southwest, but the coronavirus and shook that all up.
Yeah, we were
Tell
going too.
It.
I was
right.
so disappointed.
It's very disappointed. Very, very, very.
Brought a tear to my eye. And the worst part about it is nobody got their money back. Ain't that some shit?
That's the sad part.
They kept
part.
Everybody money.
Mm-hmm. But the tickets booked and stuff.
Everything. My money was there.
I didn't get my flight yet, so I was like, cool.
Right.
He hit me with that.
I got
I
my Airbnb,
like,
but that was it.
I was literally about to get my flight that night.
It's a bad joint. So let's dive into it.
Wilding out in Baltimore today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was lit. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man. No more NBA.
Yeah. Ha ha.
Like, why though?
You ain't on the whole league.
That's for the men. Ha ha! I don't got the NBA.
Well, the WNBA
no
canceled
reason.
Too, ain't it?
For no reason.
Hater. Dang, you gonna have it. You was part of the bad energy that caused the shit to happen and shit. You probably gave a nigga the virus. Like,
energy.
Here, rub on this, dickhead.
2020 vibes. It's
bad
about karma.
She's just coming to everybody. She
like, fuck it.
We gonna stay on her good side. You know what I'm saying?
Aries.
What are some of the topics you write about?
I actually don't write. I also do photography. And I throw a caption on. Like, with me, okay, it started out, like, I would just do catch of the week. Mm-hmm. And I created this hashtag where I would put, you know, badass models, Bernice Burgos, Juju, Bria Miles, Tory Brinks. And I would post them on my page. And just so happened, like, they would fall through. They would like the picture. And then it became like, oh, I want to be a catch of the week. So I just started out with it. And then I went to Juju book signing.
Catch of the week. That's a good drum.
Yeah, that's Mines.
I like
that. Hashtag Mines.
I just like, you know, I like it.
Yeah, thank you. And I went to Juju book signing. She fell in love with me and my daughter. She followed me. It's just every time I meet a celebrity, it's just all love. Like, and I just see me going to another point. And I love to do media. Like, I love to take photography. I love to take pictures. I love to take pictures of other people. I love, you know, energy of artists, especially if it's good music. You know what I mean? I don't promote nothing that's corny. I don't think I do. Uh-huh. And it's just a vibe, and they be feeling it. They like my drip.
Good June. Shout out to the vibes and the drip. Real shit. Why you always laughing at everything I say?
I'm laughing at everything. I'm giggly.
I'm like, yo,
when
like,
I be smoking, I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
I was serious about shout out to the vibes. Yeah, you know, the vibes. So we doing? You want to dive in? Because you know you want to talk that freaky shit.
Oh, that freaky shit.
Yep.
What are we talking about, sex?
Yep. Your diving, turn.
Diving in. But there's one more thing I wanted to talk about, though. Like, that's important. Like,
oh, what's important?
Right before that. Have y'all heard of Honey Pot?
Nah.
Honey Pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Honey Pot is a
You always got some secret shit. You always come up with some secret shit. You ever heard of this shit? We Nobody heard of this shit. But
I mean, I feel like I'm late. Like, so.
No, put us on. Put me down.
It's a black-owned, woman-owned business, mm-hmm. Or company, I'm sorry, of feminine care products. And it's held in, or feminine hygiene products, I should say. And it's carried in Target.
Okay.
And
shout
they.
Shout out to the placement.
Absolutely. Right. Well, Target got a lot of flack for carrying this brand because recently Honey Pot put out a commercial in which, you know, it's black owned, it's woman owned. Mm-hmm. So they were praising black girls. You know, they were basically, you know, trying to pave the way for the next black girl. And people accuse them in this commercial of being racist, which we all know if you're number one, if you're black, you can't be racist. So that's done. next question. But either way, accuse them of being racist. And they didn't even outright come out and say, like, hey, this is just for black girls or brown girls. Like, no insinuation was made whatsoever. It was just, you know, a commercial empowering.
Yeah, I seen that. Young black girls. On Instagram. That was a nice commercial. Like,
it was very nice.
Yeah, it was like a motivational type of, yeah, she started with nothing, made herself into something, and word. Target believed in her dream, and, you know, she living
and
life.
And then Target and started hating.
I didn't see nothing racist or people.
So was it Target hating or was it people hating?
Was it who?
Was it Target hating or was it people hating?
It was people. Target did not take them off the shelf.
Oh, shout out to Target.
As of last I checked.
My nigga, see? Target know what's fucking popping.
Yeah. Don't fuck up, Target. Their sales increased by like 40 to 50%. So since like they got the bad press from like, you know, certain groups or, you know, certain commenters. So
shout out to Honey Pot. We support Honey Pot. Here at Hip Hop since 1987. Honey Pot. True. Oh, you can say pass the lighter. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? We open talk here. Because I was looking for it too, and it was right here. I was like, damn, nobody got a fucking lighter.
I'm looking at her flicking my finger.
Yeah, that's funny as shit. So we covered all the topics?
My bad.
Got the Honey Pot?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So go support Blue Honey Pot.
Mm-hmm. Supporting. You there. I got a bunch of kids, so we going to shop up. We going to cop up. It's going to be a good vibe.
You need that.
My daughter's going to have all the hygiene popping. For real. We ain't fucking with Dove no more. We switching up.
Okay.
It's a new time. 2020.
Period. Support all black brands. Like, you know, purposeful shopping. That's what you should be doing. Okay. So anyway, our group discussion today is about casual sex. Is it the new wave or not? Like, how do y'all feel about that?
Casual sex.
Casual sex.
Do you have casual sex?
I date.
You date, so yes. That's like casual sex on the regular.
No, because I don't have sex with everybody I date.
Okay, you schedule your dick appointments accordingly.
I haven't had sex all 2020 yet. So
wow, T-Line, we're gonna go back to her in a minute. Are you having casual sex?
I'm having great sex.
casual
there's a difference, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing wrong with casual sex. I believe that it's healthy. I believe that it's invigorating. Mm-hmm. I believe that it allows you to have time to get to know yourself before you try to commit to one person. I believe that there's so many penises or vaginas, whatever one you prefer in the world, mm-hmm. that it's like ice cream. Try a couple flavors, and then once you find your flavor, you know, eat that flavor. Like,
there you go. Gobble, gobble.
But don't
get it
just
up.
Eat chocolate once so you and being, say the chocolate's the best.
She over here all unhealthy and shit, all 2020. Yeah, like what's up with her? Like, you vegan? Like, what's up? Like, what's up?
All day.
Never stop. Let me correct that. I haven't had sex with a man all 2020.
Oh,
yeah,
shut up.
Yeah, like, see, that's a great way to live.
See, I told y'all she was lying, y'all. I knew that shit. Shout out to your girlfriend. So no casual sex, but consistent sex, right? That's a good joint. We can say
yeah,
that.
Okay. Consistent sex. Okay. Is a good
so it's like the worst experience you had.
Sexual wise?
Yeah.
Oh God. Like a little penis. Because like, I'm a thicker person, mm-hmm. so
you just swallow that shit up.
Yeah, like yeah. And then like a little and bigger. Not saying bigger. Some bigger guys do have like nice penises. I have dated a guy that was big. They had a nice penis, but most of them be like little. But they like me, and I like money. So you know what I mean. But it'd be like this little.
So what do you do? Do you say like fuck it? I'm gonna just keep rocking. Do you keep rocking?
It depends.
Yeah, have to check good enough.
Got a Rolex.
Mm. Okay, so
I don't got a Rolex.
Speaking
yet,
of money and Rolexes, put my dick back. So it's cool for. How do y'all feel about you know people dating for money or gifts or?
I date for money and gifts all the time.
Shower me,
like
I pull up.
How you doing?
Gifts size 12. Dinner. You hear me? PlayStation or Xbox, whatever you fucking with.
Exactly. And then in the same instance, like if I'm just dating somebody, yeah, I'm looking for the check. But if I'm really like messing with a guy, like I'm gonna get the check and I might spend a check on you too. So it's like give and take. But
yeah,
if it's just for a nigga that's in my face, you know what I mean? Like you in my face for a reason, so I'm gonna be in your face for a reason.
I mean, I feel like we all look for it one way or the other,
right?
Because
no matter how you get it,
building a foundation, you need money to build foundations, and that's just what it comes down to. And
at
a certain point in your life, you know, like
y'all be cutting checks.
You ain't trying to start from the bottom, like
y'all be dropping bags on niggas. Or this individual, y'all drop bags.
I ain't never drop a bag with
a
man.
I was just saying if y'all was dropping the bags.
I get a nigga Uber.
Or receiving the bags. You know what
I get a nigga Uber. I'll pay for dinner. Okay. But like if I pay for dinner, like a nigga done paid for plenty of dinners. I might have paid one out of his 10.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's just to show him like, you know what I'm saying? I got the check too.
Okay. She gonna stun on you 1 out of 10, nigga.
Time and go back to the worst sex experience.
Well, for sure, I was going to ask you.
I want to let the
because I heard you
know, like, because this might be a global problem, just
talk
as
to
big
us
as the coronavirus.
Talk to us.
Bad head.
Oh shit!
Like, oh my god.
That's sure. I'll be like, get up.
It's a sticker in my hand. It's, I don't know what sticker this is on their radio show that says "Eat me out first." And I'm like, this should be on everything in this world.
Yes.
But if you do it correctly. I got some bad head.
Yeah.
And it made me upset. And I never knew that my emotions tied to some head that bad.
Damn.
Yeah, I was insulted. Like, and he really thought he had it. Like,
and
he didn't have it. And I was like, whoa, like this happens? And I'm like, how many other people are out here giving bad head? Like, I
so
like,
what was he doing? Yeah. What did he do wrong?
The tongue motion was wrong. He ate it as if he was like a bird sipping water or something. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, at first I was like, was it me? But then I'm like, no, I've gotten plenty of good head. You know, what? I'm like, I'm cheats. Great.
Yeah. Do you try to coach him? You ain't coach him? Like, yo.
I tried to. Yeah. I went, because I was like, maybe I was like, one time, okay. Maybe it was a bad day or something. Yeah. You know, maybe you're not used to
it. Oh, so you gave him a second chance.
I told him it was bad.
Okay.
I was honest because I'm very blunt. I was like, if you hear this bullshit, I'm a cheat.
It's bullshit.
I was like, I'm a cheat. And then once it happened again, it was bad again. And I was like, people have to know about this. Like,
she said, I'm a cheat.
Right. Like, not on, like, get your shit together. I'm a cheat, so.
No, yeah, because that
no, stick
important
around. Fuck it. You will keep practicing, nigga, but I'm going to be out doing whatever. That's what he said.
No, but that's real. After you coach them, like, there's no reason after that for it to be a problem. Like, I'm going to give you, like, one, maybe two times after, but after that. Yeah.
So I guess it ain't work out, huh?
No. I'm single. I actually was dating a woman. I had to get my head back. Yeah. Like I had to read for a second.
I had to get back right.
Like, oh my God.
Up.
Like, you please make it right.
He done fucked up that many times.
Yeah.
So that's a real thing. So niggas can really fuck up bad and don't even have to be the relationship. It can just be the sex.
Exactly.
Y'all niggas out here fucking people up, man.
So if you're having casual sex, make sure it's good casual.
Make sure you out here practicing this shit.
Right.
Yeah. What's like, do you gotta watch porn or something? Like, what's y'all be watching porn? That's how y'all learn?
What?
I watch porn.
Yeah. I only watch one certain kind of porn, though.
What's your certain kind of porn?
A girl on girl. That's all I can watch. I can't watch no other type of porn. It disgusts me.
It disgusts you.
I like weird-ass porn.
You like
old man giving head?
Ah,
for real.
What? Wait, to who?
Like, y'all asked me on this show.
That's real.
I knew I was coming to drop the truth.
She said the old man giving head. White.
They come with a bag.
A different way.
I gotta wash this.
They eat it like old white men. Because when you're in the loan by yourself, you can put in whatever. It's XXX. Just put it in your phone. And then that way you get to whatever your wild. You know, you might not say what you
know
thinking,
I know.
But
okay,
some shit that you want to see pop up. Ain't some shit that you did. You want to see some shit that you ain't did. And that shit came across my screen. And this man, and ever since then, every time I look, it's like some immaculate head being given, like. They eat
just
it like
they
it's
give
edible.
It.
Like it's gonna give them.
They be cheating.
I do love a good head.
They be
porn.
Cheating because you be watching all the old porn star bulls who've been practicing for years. Like that's who you be watching. They be vets.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they be
that
vets. This don't be no homemade shit.
I didn't
like,
think about that.
Ain't no everyday
like,
shit popping off.
Men.
You just
story to add up to it. Like yeah,
that was like fuck it.
These niggas, they vets. Best to believe, but hey, if that's what you like. Shout out to what you like. You know what I'm saying? So you only like she only like old white guys. You only like girls. What makes y'all choose like you? That's the only thing you like. You like other shit, right?
No, I've never dated an old white guy. I'm saying what I.
No,
do.
I'm saying that what you look up. Yeah, like
yeah,
on the porn. Yeah. What else you like?
What else I like? I like girl on girl, but I like what's the? I don't know. Let me see. The craziest thing I ever looked up was y'all ever heard about the two girls and it's like a girl in a cup.
Yeah, I heard about it,
like
but I didn't get
to see like
it.
The category that came up was disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna tell you the category that came up, but if y'all like XXX,
right? You said XXX. I know the concept of what happened. Yeah, fuck that.
What's the craziest sexual situation you've been in? Like you like you were supposed to, like what's something just totally went left? Like
ooh,
what y'all happened? Like
I was born my first. threesome that I was experiencing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
two girls, the guy and the girl.
It was a guy and a girl.
Okay,
right. Okay. My first time, mm-hmm. And she's like everything was going good. Everything
you
was
eating
was
a box.
Good.
You was eating a box.
No, I was getting my box.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like the tag team.
Okay,
but no, but oh, look, yeah. She put her finger in his ass.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, yo, I played sick.
That's
I'm
it.
Like,
that's
all. Stomach. Like, ah, no. God damn, I got cramped.
You tapped out for him and shit. You tapped out for him.
Okay.
Like, why are you telling the truth on the radio? They actually questions and I'm giving them answers.
Trying to fix the shit.
What? I was so fucking shocked because I ain't know it was about to go down like that. Like, I'm not against nobody and what they like. I'm just saying, like, you should lay down ground rules if it's that deep. Like,
I don't know what's about to pop off.
Yeah, like, that, yeah, because you, a person that ain't aware of that is, like, totally caught off guard.
Yes, they have to ask for that the first time. Then you're like, all right, it's cool. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, like, he was cool with it. He was like, yeah, like. And I was just like, whoa, like, yeah, anywhere else. But
pleasant
right
surprise.
Here, right now, I'm like, Lord.
She said, ooh, I got a cramp. Ooh.
I definitely played sick and got a cramp.
Yo, that's funny as shit. What about you? I know you've been in some crazy shit. Because you just went on
left.
A whole hiatus. So some crazy shit must
yeah,
have happened.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You said something that went left. I had a threesome before. And so we had a threesome. It was fine. The next morning, the guy, like, wanted to have sex with me. Like, he wanted to have sex with the girl, and she got mad. That's the only craziest thing I ever, like.
So they rumbled?
No, they ain't rumbled. She watched us have sex.
Oh, she just watched y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. How'd that go? Did you enjoy that?
Then. Huh?
Did you like that?
I mean, it was whatever, but she got mad at me. She cursed me out.
You threw it back too much.
But
that's what it was.
You after watching
she didn't cuss me out until after. Like, you she just watched us. We had breakfast.
Because she wouldn't take her nut off and shit. She got her nut off and shit. She's like, I can't be mad at her right now because she not going to give a fuck because she just got some dick. That's how it was. I know what she was thinking about. That's crazy. Did she invite you back?
No. She cussed me out.
Mm. You're no longer welcome.
Y'all recorded it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't record having sex.
No.
No. Sexies, none of it.
No. You record?
No. I don't trust the person enough.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like soon as
end up on Pornhub,
billion
views.
Here we go.
Screensaver.
And I feel like I'm gonna get to a level at one point. I can't have.
Yeah, you can't have it out there.
Like with nobody though. Y'all never did with nobody.
I recorded somebody giving me hit. It was a girl though. It was my girlfriend. Shout out to one of them. But no, I record her. She wouldn't be mad.
Girlfriends, shout out to the girlfriend. She a real one. Nobody follow her either because she going to rumble y'all. Y'all fuck around sliding her DMs and shit. Make sure it don't happen. You know what I'm saying? I know. She from Baltimore and shit. That's why she ain't dropped that joke.
She's
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all the way. I'm all the way stamped in anything that I do. But that was the only time I ever recorded. Yeah. And I held it against her. So that's how I knew not to do it. Like, because I was like, one time, I was like, I'll make it public. And I knew that I wouldn't. But she was just like, oh, I don't know. You know, so yeah. I was like, I never want to be like that. Like, I never want to give a person no ability to put me like that. So that's I learned from my own little grimy lessons sometimes. That's bad. We should go viral off of this one.
It's definitely going to go viral. Especially after you answer this next question.
What's that?
How many times have you had sex within 24 hours? Like, what's the most amount? Okay. Within 24.
In 24 hours?
Yeah. Be honest. 24. Transparent.
Six
times. Bang. What's your number?
Did we count head?
Yep. Yep.
Nah, probably.
Double digits. Double digits. Go ahead. Drop the bombs. Go ahead.
It's cool.
We're gonna bleep this part out. Ready? We're gonna bleep this part out. She's lying.
I ain't no real red.
All right, four. Yeah. Solid.
And three was women. So I felt like the man. I called my brother and I told him about
all that. He said, yo, I'm running through all these bitches.
Yeah. But I was just like, they ain't wanna be with me. Because it was like I was talking to so many people. I asked them, like, any of y'all wanna be serious? So they was like, no. And then I was like, all right, go. And that's how I went. Four in a row. Yeah. And then end up being with somebody 9 years. I said, damn, that was crazy.
That's solid. You rocking out. Exactly. Yo, you had to get it out. You know what I'm saying?
Do you, like, count sex with yourself?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I was going to say about 70.
Right. Like, what's that number?
You walk around with that thing, right? You got to walk around with that thing. She be the one at the light. You think she sleep? She ain't sleep. No. You know what I mean? She had to pull over real quick. So you had six?
Mm-hmm.
What was your ratio, male to female?
Oh, it was definitely more males than females.
Okay. Was it at the same time or was it like at different times?
No, I only had one threesome, but I'm not, like, I'm not bi. I'm not, don't label me.
Mm.
I'm just. That's what I said. It's not really like it's just me.
Weird. I like that. I dig
he
that.
Said weird. Like, do not
it.
Label me. You know,
no labels. I fuck with it. I fuck with it. No labels.
I'm Monet.
Follow on Instagram. Slide in them DMs. Yeah. What else we talk about today?
Well, we have some events coming up.
We do.
Yeah.
We got some freaky events coming up.
We have some freaky events coming up.
Ooh, talk concerts. About the freaky events. I'm glad
so,
I asked.
We have Black Pride Weekend coming up. Mm. And that is April 24th through the 26th. And Hip Hop Since 1987 is an official media sponsor for that.
Exclusive. Mm-hmm. Round of applause will be the only media sponsor.
Only media sponsor allotted our event.
Oh, the freaky shit on camera. Watch.
So
So we are LGBTQ organizations. Yes. So we have like a lot of women's parties. So we'll be letting hip hop since 1987, you know, take a little peek about.
Yeah, because we want to bring the music. We want to bring the music. We want to bring the music together with the movement. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do with this podcast. You know what I'm saying? We want to make this genre like natural. Like you just pull up, talk about whatever the fuck you like. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
That's how we do it. Yes. Y'all like music and shit? Y'all listen to the new shit? Yo Gotti dropped some shit. You listen to Yo Gotti?
I don't be listening to music.
You don't listen to music?
I listen to music, but I listen to what play. Like, okay. I ain't gonna lie. I don't listen to music.
Yeah. Yo Gotti got some shit out if you want to listen to music. It's hot.
Okay,
yeah. G-Herbo dropped the joint. I only like two songs on there, but the album cover fly as fuck. I fuck with the album cover. Shout out to G-Herbo.
Yeah, I like those.
Baby dropped too.
Yeah, of course. You just be having number one right on now.
Just playing.
Number one. Shout out Lil Baby. Look, is it Lil Baby, right? Lil Baby. Yeah. Make sure you say it right. You know what I'm saying? Lil Baby. It's a lot of them motherfuckers.
It's a lot of
babies. Lil Baby. Number one right now. He doing his thing. Shout out to him. Roddy Ricch doing his thing.
Yes. Brent Faiyaz. He doing his thing.
That's your folks.
That's my folks.
I knew it. Cause I was like, who the fuck is that? Don't play.
Don't play that. Don't hate on Brent Faiyaz.
I got more playlists. I just peeped the single.
Fuck the world. That's my man. Mm-hmm. Shout out him.
What kind of music y'all be listening to when y'all be getting it popping? She don't listen to music. I know you got a whole playlist.
Now, Jacquees, Shanae Alko.
You be lighting candles and shit.
No, I play music. I wear lingerie. I throw that shit back.
Yeah, that's why motherfuckers be cursing you out. That's what they be doing. You don't like listening to music when you fucking?
No, I listen to music. I'm just saying I don't be like listening to it the way I'm like, oh, who's singing this song?
Yeah, you just like
if it come on, I can say the words to it and bump to it. But okay. Yeah,
what kind of music you like to listen to? Like hip hop, like fast music,
I like
slow music?
I like all genres of music.
What about you? What genre of music you like to listen to?
I like trap music. I like the hoodies music. Right. But then I like R&B too. But like I could go to
throw it back shit.
I don't know. R&B make me think too much. Like I be thinking too much, and I don't want to think when I'm fucking. Like,
yeah, I like all type of music. I'm a big Beyonce fan.
Yeah,
I'm a big Beyonce fan. Yeah. Team Beyonce.
Like, she give me motivation.
Team
I
Blue.
Her hands on me. Like,
yes, you can do it, baby. You can do it, baby.
Beyonce should make an incense.
Yes. She had a perfume though. She had a perfume.
No.
She had a perfume. I actually had her perfume. It was a long time ago.
She need the pussy.
They should have all of the best of them. Like
them compete. Who did it?
Erykah Badu, yeah.
Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce is too classy. She's not doing it.
I'm burning both of them drones at the same time. What are you talking about?
Beyonce said I would never spray
them together.
Listen. Hove better not fuck up. She gonna start doing shit like that. Only reason she ain't doing shit like that because she got a man and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hove like, no, you ain't gonna be having all these sucking niggas smelling your pussy and shit. Because I'll be buying that
not
shit.
Not my ocean.
I'm one of the sucking niggas.
He be waving in that surfboard.
See? So everybody gonna slide on your DMs. Hip hop since 1987. You gonna have a billion DMs after this drop. She like, oh, what about the surfboard?
I like Del Frisco's. Davios me. Like,
yeah, she ready every weekend. You know what I'm saying? Cash
app. I'm a weekend warrior.
Oh, shit. How many cash apps you get a week?
Oh, my God. I got to report that shit to the IRS. That's why I started my media business. Like,
round of applause. She got a whole business. Like the cash
app.
Yeah.
I got to learn
business,
how to do that.
Baby.
Man, that's why I started my media company. Cause I'm like, hold up, all this money is from Dami Monet.
Y'all like OnlyFans? Y'all be on OnlyFans?
Nah, I don't do that. Nah,
there's a lot of OnlyFans.
It's probably a lot of OnlyFans. I don't do that. I was going to, and then I had put it out there. I'm like, yo, what if I started OnlyFans? And people was like, damn, you ain't gotta do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, go with it. What you want with?
Stay on the weekend warrior shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Turn up. You ain't gotta. But don't get it fucked up. I'm on Instagram twerking my ass, dancing and all types of shit, but I keep it at, you know, I think I keep it at a minimum. I ain't about to bust my pussy out on Instagram. That ain't what it's popping for.
Yeah,
don't do that. You get suspended.
But I definitely twerk for you.
This is a bad job. So, fam, you quiet today. What do you want to talk about today? I'm sorry if I took a lot of the time.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Making sure I don't leave my wonderful co-host out. You know what I'm saying? Because she always talking about some freak shit on the low. Y'all see she be bringing all the secret shit out. You know what I'm saying? She
got the plug. I do have some freak shit to unveil too. Like, so we trying to get it popping here. We're trying to get it popping here. Brock gonna kill me right there.
Yeah. What we looking like? What time?
On a podcast.
I don't even know if I said my watch today and shit.
So we have a party bus, all girl party bus called Queer Out of Philly. And we trying to have a contest here. Mm-hmm. On the show, live. We calling out like all the dancers in the area. Look us up. Like, we're a highly sought after party bus production. It's really dope. Like, all the women on the bus who come, like, they get gift bags and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Hip hop since 1987, of course, will be on there.
We everywhere
doing what they do. It's but yeah, it's a really,
they gonna be mad at me.
Really, really fun situation.
Like, this nigga is everywhere. What is he doing? I'm there.
So, yeah, all the dancers. If you know a dancer, like, holla at us.
So it's going to be a competition with the dancers.
Competition.
Okay.
Like,
how many dancers are we looking for?
I am only looking for two, maybe three dancers.
Three?
Yeah.
Out of all these? Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So we got two poles on the bus. So, you know what I mean? Like, they could be in rotation. But, yeah, it's a really fun time. Like, everybody really enjoys themselves. So
bring your shit. Bring your A-game. Like, if y'all really on the pole, you know, y'all turn up for real.
Yes. So we have that to look forward to. That's going to be fun.
I mean, come get y'all money. You know what I'm saying? I'm spending. I'm cashing out. Income tax hit. Cashing out on the bus. Pull up. You know what I'm saying? Also, artists that rap, because, you know, we do the music thing. Hip-hop since 1987. Got a tour popping off this summer. So if y'all want to jump on a tour, definitely hit us up. Instagram, email, however y'all want to contact us. We everywhere. Get on the tour. We'll give you the details about that when y'all hit us up. Shout out to our sponsors, drippyfish.com, Baked and Fucked, Trap Goods. They keep me with the pre-rolls. And in honor, because, you know, Fane's my new co-host. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to dedicate these pair of Drippy Fish shoes to Fane today on this show.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Because I did some research, found out what's actually doing shit. Bang.
I'm a Drippy Fish girl now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta take the picture with the, you know how to do it. But listen, man, we're gonna slide out. We're gonna go to this next segment. You know, we gotta cut this part of the camera shit off. We're gonna cut all the live shit off. It's about to get real crazy because Fame said she about to do something crazy.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going down. Hip hop since 1987. Sex and Music Podcast. It's your boy Wild Tuna. We about to turn up. Episode 5. It was lit.
It's going down.
It's about to get more lit.
Ringo.
What it is. Black Street. Hold up, let's take it from the top. I fox, gets my swerve on, floors pure rocks. In the six drop, boo, and it don't stop. See money looking alright, yeah, what up, Bob? Cross the room, throwing signals, I'm throwing them back. Flirting, cause I digs you like that. Pete baby boy style, hoping we match. You sent me crown royale with a note attached. You said you look like the type that know what you like. I could tell by the jewels, you go for the ice. Plus you wear shoes well, the suits flows nice. I don't like the notes too well, let's be more precise. Meet me by the VIP, let's powwow. Whisper in my ear like boo, let's bounce now. About to say peace to my mans for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. He said,
come on.
At the bar, high post, frontin', I toast. Getting my flirt on, player, ain't nothing. Yeah. He trying to say the right words to get us out of here. Jackpot when he said his bullshit in here. And his smile blind like the shine on his necklace. Mind telling me no, body telling me exit. Breast said yes, give me more wet kisses. Twist my body like come the exorcist. Hey, yeah. The way he licked his lips, he was macking. True thug passion. I'm like, slow down before you crashing. Never mind him, he ain't thinking about you. Or the way we sex on a villa up in Malibu. Marry who? Daddy, please, I'm taking it all. From the stash to the keys. So let me see. Boy, I'm about to dead my mans for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. He said, the way outside of the club, talking to valet. Mind started to stray, a million miles away. Contemplating going back to his crib to parlay. Jumped in the passenger seat, relaxed my feet as he threw on Black Street casually. And we cruised the metro on premium petrol. I sized up my thighs and couldn't let go. Tie, tie, perking. You're making me high like Tony. Broke me, take me, I'm high. I thought for a second and then my mind went. Sex all around the car, isn't it ironic? Back to reality, the soul, breathing heavily but still in control. Lost a shot, girl rolled, put my hand on his leg. With sex in his eyes, he turned and then he said,
so back on the L's, huh? I knew that nigga wouldn't go ride for us. Fuck it, another one bites the dust. Never lacking in the pipes we trust. I could probably get a dike before. Bus fucking a fan, huh? Rex came in with the blends, ski on the boozo, back on the L's, huh? I knew that nigga wouldn't go ride for us. Fuck it, another one bites the dust. Never lacking in the pipes we trust. I could probably get a dike before. I got some niggas that gon' shoot you for nothing. Big B's, fuck nigga was bustin'. 10 pints, saw that couple of muddy. Glizzy on me, near that my little buddy. Down to tell a big drip, I lead. Dirty stuff, then the army fatigues. Pink Miley like a nerd, I geek. 7:30, I bleed. Tarantula, I got this. Oh, the fucker stole, yeah, good brain. Spectacular, yeah, on her. Like a honor roll for, hey, hey. Tarantula, I got this. Oh, the fucker stole, yeah, good brain. Spectacular, yeah, on her. Like a honor roll.
Work for you, nobody can eat. see him move. Ride with me, boss. I got a hard head, but her ass off. She wants the last name with the ring on it. Cause I pulled out a million cash, told her blank on it.
Killed a lot.
Selling packs by the laundromat. Once I get up out the hood, I ain't coming back. Never. But I still keep a blicky, I ain't done with that. Once he stop fronting with that pussy, I'ma punish that. Yeah, yeah. And if I miss, I'ma spin the block.
Spin the block.
Even if I hit, I'ma spin the block.
Spin the block.
If I miss, I'ma spin the block.
Spin the block.
Run up on him with the blick, I'ma let him pop. If he act up, we gon' spin his block. Make it hot.
Make
everything
it hot.
Litty, Henny in his spot. I got nuts. Got the gang with me, they know how we rock.
Gang, gang, gang.
I got aim with it, blickies get the poppin'.
I keep
run up in the head, run up on him, he ain't dead. Valentino's a few racks, oh yeah, y'all ain't did that yet. I love running up these bins, getting money, need that check. I got flappers on my back, FTO don't get caught slippin'. Early morning and we fishing. I'm tryna catch a victory, switch the plates up on a Civic. We purging, tryna kill him, be my charges, now it's litty. Gang, gang, they coming with me. The gang, they coming with me. Selling packs by the laundromat. where dream at? Once I get up out the hood, I ain't coming back. Never. But I still keep a blicky, I ain't done with that. Once he stop fronting with that pussy, I'ma punish that. Yeah, yeah. And if I miss, I'ma spin the block.
Spin the block.
Even if I hit, I'ma spin the block.
Spin the block.
If I miss, I'ma spin the block.
Spin the block.
Run up on him with the blick, I'ma let it flop.
Is it possible they love you like they say they do?
to the independent woman. To the one working hard for hers, this is just my way of letting you know. I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she should leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time. She don't expect nothing from no guy. She plays aggressive, but she's still shy. But you never know her softer side. By looking in her eyes, knowing she can do for herself, makes me wanna give her my wealth. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her throne. I love her cause she got her. So what she doing in that caddy? She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Losa. Case you didn't know, son, you could save your money, dawg. Shorty getting dose, so what she care with his cost? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got a
she got her own.
Yes, she do.
She got
again complaining. And what your aim is, I don't know, but I'm not doing this shit for nothing. No, I ain't. I pay no car note, light bill, house note, house note. What you think? This shit's for nothing. What you think this you're is? You're not working. So what more you want? More you want? My best to give you what you need. It seems that the harder that I work, the less you see. Ooh, baby. Who wouldn't want the life you lead? Think about it. Living the good life, yeah. Practically scot free. You earn some round here, but let's be clear. I'm not doing this shit for nothing. No!
Your time is always taken. But I keep seeing you out alone. Listen to love. Your heart is pounding with desire, waiting to be unleashed. Quit breaking. I know your heart is in the right place. No, I won't let you down. Yeah, you can disguise all the pounding of your heart. Yeah, I see your eyes, and you can start to make sense and quit. These love changes. Tell me what you're gonna do. Yeah, quit breaking.